Are you really ready? Because I hit record like 5 minutes ago.
Just kidding.
No, I didn't.
Do a sound test here.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho. You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I was going to, after you said ho, 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 I was going to say, you know. But enough about your mother. Because I'm stupid. And here's my sound test. How about that? Huh?
Awesome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to the Christmas episode of JBC. I think you'll notice that, unless I screw up again, which I probably will, that this is, well, we're recording it 5 days in advance of Christmas. Now, normally what we do is when we have a holiday episode, we do it after the holiday because, one, we're better planning, two, we forget, and three, we just don't give a fuck. This time, we planned, we care. What was the other thing that we... I don't remember. Anyway, here goes, Christmas episode. So ho, 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 and Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, and Festivus, and if you're an atheist, you know what? Fuck you, it's not your time of year. Go to hell. JBC. I snuck in our letters. Last minute. That's improv, baby.
It's good, man. That's how it's done.
That's how it's done. That's how it's dizon. Oh, shoot, I forgot to load up. I'll do it later. Joe, how's it going? Welcome to December. This is our third episode this month. I don't know why I said that. How's it going?
Welcome to December. It's almost over.
Here, let me drink this. Let me drink this drink. And then while you're answering, how are you? How you feeling?
Do you have like a Christmassy drink?
Yep. Tequila.
Tell us about your Christmassy drink.
Mm.
What you drink?
Tequila. That's some good stuff.
This the same tequila you were drinking last time?
Nope, that bottle is long gone. This time, I'm drinking Lunazul Añejo. Now, Lunazul, for tequila aficionados, is NOM number 1513. And inasmuch as this is not really a Christmas drink, I did have a tequila-based Christmas drink last Saturday or Sunday. I think it was Saturday. It was an eggnog with tequila in it, and Jesus Christ, it was great.
An eggnog with tequila in it?
It was so good. It was so good. Like, the waiter brought it, and it got passed around the table to everyone, and said they all wanted to try it. Because when I ordered it, I said, hey, can I get the eggnog with tequila? And the waiter's like, of course you can. And everybody's like, what the? And then he brought it over, and everyone took a sip, and they're like, cancel breakfast. We're drinking just these for the rest of the day. That's how good it was.
I would have never even considered such a thing. Sounds disgusting.
It does. But there was other stuff in there. It was really, really good. In fact, on the menu it said limited availability. Like, they run out of it every day at this brunch place. So that's what I did. And then the next day I had brunch again at a different restaurant. They didn't have eggnog, so I had a brunch. I'm not making this up. I had a brunch margarita made with jalapeno infused tequila. And that tequila was Luna Azul as well. However, not the Añejo. It was the Blanco. So.
Okay.
There you go. How about you? What's your Christmas drink tonight, Joe? You drinking some Christmas coffee? Got your Christmas tea?
Yeah,
over there?
Yeah. It's cold here in my my holly jolly garage.
It is in Davenport. It's cold.
Yuletide water heater that I'm staring at here. But yeah, it's not really heating me.
Well, you're not
warm.
Yeah,
it's cold in here. But I do have a warm cup of Joe, and it's mocha. And for some reason, that's a little chocolatey coffee.
Could you do a weekly or...
Right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Could you do like a weekly or monthly JBC chocolate coffee review? We'll call it Mocha Joe. And it'd just be, you know, you and you'd be like, hey, everybody, today we're going to talk about Farfan Flavin Pebbles, an authentic chocolate mocha drink from Cinnamon Pebbles.
You just want a segment called Mocha Joe because you like the way it...
I do.
It's fun to say, right?
I do, yeah.
Mocha Joe. Well, I feel like it's a festive drink, and it's keeping me warm.
Good, yeah.
I wish I was next to a fire for the Christmas episode.
Yeah,
but
that would be nice. You could set yourself on fire.
That I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe if it gets cold enough, I'll do that.
That was a good... I'm looking. Fire. Yeah, that was 3 seconds of silence right there. I said, Joe, set yourself on fire. We were...
You know what I did? I really thought about it.
That's great.
I envisioned myself on fire.
Did you?
And it took me out of the podcast for a second.
You know, this is the Christmas episode, but setting yourself on fire really isn't a Christian thing. That's a Buddhist thing, right? And the Buddhists don't have Christmas. They have, what are they? I don't think they have anything. Like, what do you give a Buddhist? You're like, here's a leaf, dude. Eat it. What? I don't know. They don't have socks. Then you have socks. You can't stuff. You can't stuff their stockings because they don't have them.
I'm just saying, gathering around a crackling fire is a very Christmassy thing to do, even
if it's a burning Buddhist.
That crackling fire is my corpse.
Oh, that's great. Everybody bring something Christmassy to the party. What did Joe bring? Himself on fire. Yule. It's the Yule Joe. Joe log. I don't know.
Yule Joe.
Yule Joe, yeah.
He burns long. They keep you warm.
He does. Look all the colors coming off there. I see a little mocha. So, anyway.
I had a weird day today.
Yeah, let's hear it. You tell me about your weird day, and then I'll tell you about something that isn't weird at all. Go.
What's going on in the background? The Foley is crazy here.
Oh, well, okay.
Are you making cookies or something?
I'm banging around. I'm sorry. I'm like, my chair's adjusting. I'm hitting the desk. I apologize.
Are you just accentuating your words? Is that what's going on?
That's what I'm doing. I'm accentuating my words.
Yes.
Sorry. I'll be quiet. You talk. Go.
So, today, at work, I put on a fake beard. I put on yellow earmuffs, a big red beanie with a palm, and I had a fake pickaxe.
Okay.
And I'm not done yet. Eventually, by the end of my experience with my fake beard and all of this weird costume-ness that I was dealing with, I was juggling and doing the Running Man at the same time, and when I dropped my juggling balls and suddenly my Running Man turned into just a kind of retarded jig, I pulled out my last resort, which were two streamer, what the hell are those things called? You pull the trigger and streamers fly through the air. I had two of those in my pockets. I pulled those out and I was in front of a group of people and I shot streamers all over them after I couldn't juggle and do the Running Man anymore. And I said, Merry Christmas. And it was in a strobe light.
Here's some money shot. Pop. Merry Christmas.
Yep.
I like it.
So, yeah, that's what I needed to do today. Yeah. I got paid to do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's special.
So, so I'll explain how that came to be.
Yeah, I need to know all the details. Can you give us the details again? You said you were in a yellow beard, a white beard. Just go, tell me.
Well, this will really sum it up. Have you ever seen Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like the old school claymation thing?
Yeah, you were that guy. Okay. Were you wearing plaid too? And suspenders?
I was. Actually, he wears a blue. Yeah, I was in a big blue button-down shirt and a black belt. His name is Yukon Cornelius.
Yeah. Doesn't he wear suspenders, or am I misremembering?
Maybe he does, but I didn't. Okay. That wasn't part of my costume.
No problem.
But I was that character. See, me and my Taco Bell staff of millennials, what we do is we have this thing called the Day of Cheer, where different Taco Bells show up. They go to another. They're assigned another Taco Bell, and then they go to that Taco Bell.
Are you talking like Taco Bells, like B-E-L-L-E-S? Like, it's the Taco Bells, and they're here to...
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It's like Taco Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
And it's Jingle Bell Grande.
Yeah.
And so, we got assigned this other Taco Bell, and there's only four Taco Bells in Davenport, as you might know.
I do.
But we went across town to this Taco Bell, and what you do is, on the Day of Cheer, you put on some sort of Christmassy performance of some kind, and the regional manager sees videos of all these different Christmas performances that the Taco Bell staffs are doing for each other, and then he chooses a winner.
Okay.
And it's the Jingle Bell Day of Cheer, Jingle Taco Bell Day of Cheer.
Well, that's lovely.
What do I call it? the Jingle Bell Grande. I'm so sorry. And we've won every year for like the last 5 years.
Nice.
And so every time, including this time, I think that I can pull out a win as long as I humiliate myself.
I see.
If okay. I don't totally make an ass of myself, then I'm pretty sure we're not going to win.
Did you?
But I did.
Did you do? I'm going to hit a play a video. Hopefully, an ad won't come up first. Did you do this? Did you do that?
No. This is what happened. I was Yukon Cornelius. All my staff were dressed up as different characters. You know, a lot of them were misfit toys.
Yeah.
And then one of the girls at work put on an inflatable Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer suit.
Okay.
And this other guy was dressed up as Santa, and we had what was called the Rudolph Dance-Off.
Nice.
And so it came down to me, Yukon Cornelius, and the inflatable Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We were the last two in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I really needed to pull out all the stops, hence the juggling, the running man, and the streamers in the strobe light. I think I won the dance-off, but
yeah, yes,
I don't know if my team won the Jingle Bell Grande.
Oh, you don't know yet?
No. Apparently the regional director gets like a week of deliberation.
I see. Okay. Just really quick, do you know that every time you say regional manager, there's a long pause? Like, either you're trying to remember his or her name, or you're trying to remember the last time he or she, you know, kicked your ass or something. I mean, did you know that about yourself? Did you realize that was going on?
That when I say regional manager, there's a long pause. Is it before or after? No, I don't realize this at all.
Yeah, it's after. Every time he's like, regional manager. And it's like in the background, in your brain, I'm sure there's something like going, oh. And then you say whatever's coming there. I just noticed that.
No, you're just in for a lot of pauses. Anybody that listens to the show, Dad. How you doing, Dad? Merry Christmas. We'll know that I pause a lot, but today it's been a long day. I mean,
Look at what you've done today. You put on yellow earmuffs, a fake beard, a blue button-down plaid shirt, suspenders, a black belt.
It was exhausting.
Red beanie with a palm.
And now here, nearing the end of the week, I'm fucking bushed.
Hey, speaking of fucking bushed, as an aside, you often talk about the millennials you work with, which I totally understand, but I'm starting to think that maybe the millennials are aging out. Are you still working with millennials, or are you working with Gen Z now? What's the average age of your employees at the third best?
It's about half and half. It's okay. Gen Z. Well, maybe 30% Gen Z, and I still got mostly millennials.
Really? That's how terrible the job market is, huh? I mean, no offense to you, but millennials got to be working at top. I mean, these are people with college degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
No. These are people that would have college degrees.
If they weren't lazy, good-for-nothing sons of...
If they went to college.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
But when it comes to how old they are, yes, many people their age have degrees.
Okay.
You know, but who cares? I'm actually feeling more and more... I love the millennials.
I do, too.
My problems now are the iGen people.
What's iGen?
But those are my problems too. iGen or Zen G or G Zen Jensen.
This is really a sober Joe. iGen Zen Z iZen. Jazzy?
Yeah, I know. I listened to our last Christmas show.
Jay-Z?
And I was super drunk, but I feel like I'm just as stupid on this show, and
no,
I'm totally sober, man.
No, you're totally fine. Speaking of. You know how I like to do? I like to do that. Like, no matter what you say, I'll say, speaking of. That's my way of saying, shut up for a second. It's not nice, but I'm showing you.
No,
speaking of.
I know how you work, so hey.
Yeah. We've been doing this for 2 years. You mentioned your dad. You and your dad have a birthday coming up, don't y'all?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you do. And, okay. So what do you... I think it would be appropriate this episode to talk about what do you want for Christmas, and because that's what it's all about, getting stuff. And you can also, Joe, talk about what you want for your birthday, and you can talk about what your dad wants for his birthday. And then I'll tell you what I want.
I'm not sure what my dad wants, and I can't say what I got him, because he'll be listening to this.
Oh, you got him something.
Tomorrow.
But, okay, I'm not going to even venture a guess, because that might give away too much, because I'm a good guesser. I am a good guesser. Like, if I was somehow hanging out with, like, a minor princess in Norway, let's say, not like major princess, but minor, just high enough in the princess hierarchy to be able to hang out with the Queen of England on occasion, right? If I was hanging out with her, and she's not young, by the way, she's old, but she's still, anyway, we're just, you know, sitting there talking, maybe play some Xbox, and she's all like, hey, guess what, I got the Queen of England, and she's serious, she really wants me to guess. I would guess accurately. I'd be like, butt plug, and she'd be like, yep, how'd you know? I'm really good at guessing, so I'm not even trying to guess what you got for your dad.
What do you think I would get my dad?
No, I'm not going to guess. No.
You're not going to guess. You're not going
to guess. I am. No, I'll give it away if I guess.
Oh, I see. We have to be careful because you're so fucking good at this.
Exactly.
Got it. Well, what I want...
Yeah, what do you want?
...for Christmas.
Do you want me to guess?
No, I want more Yetis.
Okay.
It's not very funny, but I like the Yeti microphone. I want more Yetis. Next week when we do the last show of the year, of the season, there's going to be quite a few guests. And realize even by then I need another microphone to make this work.
I'm looking forward to that episode, and yeah, another microphone would be great. Can you not get, so this is like two topics at one. Every time I think Shag is going to be on the show, I go to the internet, I try to learn some Persian. I can't remember if that's the language she also speaks. She's like speaks five languages or something. Anyway, you can ask her tomorrow.
Is it Farsi?
Farsi, Persian, are they the same thing? I don't know. Anyway, I go to the internet. She spoke it once and one time, and I'm always
trying. Spoke it too.
I get like four words, and then what I try to do is I try to find ways to say things like, "Hey, Shags," and then in Farsi or whatever, it's like Joe's got a big butt, you know. Except it doesn't always translate, so I end up saying something like, "Hey, Shags, my mother's brother is of a donkey size," or whatever, and it just doesn't work out.
So
I feel the pressure, but I always really look forward to Shags being on, and you mentioned a bunch of other people. Give us a little preview. Who else is going to be there? Because I'm looking forward to seeing all of them. You mentioned give me the list.
We'll see, but it looks like Ian Sane.
Yeah. Oops.
Ryan. Jen Powell.
Yeah. Jen Powell.
Probably my wife, Tamedian. Tamedian is not my wife, but Tamedian. And my wife, LP. Yeah. And my dad.
Nice.
I say Shags?
You didn't, because I did, like, for a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
And Shags is going to be... Anyway, we'll have to work it out, because that's a lot of people maybe all talking at the same time.
Yeah, we'll work it out. We'll work it out.
I
love all those people. I'm serious. Sometimes I feel like I ought to just get fired, get the alcoholism completely over the top, lose my job, lose my wife, lose my kid, lose my house, lose my car. Move to Davenport, just hang out with you people. I could work at Taco Bell.
You know what I want for Christmas?
What?
I want to work at Taco Bell half as much. I want to say, I know I bitch a lot about my job, but especially today, though it was exhausting, I loved my job. I loved it today. It was fun.
Cool.
And
well, yeah, you were juggling axes and stuff and shooting streamers all over people.
Yeah, it was fun. So I like the job, but I'd like to get paid twice as much and work half as much.
Oh, you want to be in upper level management.
Much less time, much more money. And then, again, this is what I want for Christmas, so I hope you're listening, Santa Claus. You bitch. I want...
That's at minute 19, Joe, if you want to isolate that for future reference.
But look, if that were the case, then I could actually just spend a bunch of time doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I realize, like, if we ever made any money on the podcast, that might... mess things up. I wouldn't mind if we made money on the podcast, but I'm never going to do what it takes for that to happen. Mm-hmm. And if it did happen, See, because the money that we make off of all these ads and Larco is negligible. We don't even fucking break even here.
If we did make money,
though, we would be beholden to some outside entity, and I think it wouldn't be as much fun. So what I'd like to do is just make more money from Taco Bell, work less at Taco Bell, and then just have more time to put into the podcast.
I hear what you're saying.
What I want for Christmas.
Along those lines, I would agree, except I don't want to put more time in the podcast. I want to put in less because someone else is putting in the more time. Someone just says, calls me up and says, hey, drink some tequila. It's time to do the show. And I sit down and go, sup? And I tell stupid stories. And they're like, all right, we're done. Go away. And they do all their rest of it. Now, you're creative and, like, compelled. I'm drunk and old. Wow, this tequila is really good. But I hear what you're saying.
Your Christmas wish and mine...
Oh, no, I haven't got really, to my actual wish.
Really align well.
That is a wish, but it's not my Christmas wish.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a wish. But it's aligns with mine, because if I had a bunch more time, I would just put in more time, and then you could just show up, and you could put in less effort and be part of a better show.
Yeah. Except...
And wouldn't have to put any more time into it.
Except that if that were going to happen, I would want it to be in that lifestyle in the same physical location as you, and then I wouldn't even want you working on the show all the time. I'd be like, Joe, let's go get some enchiladas, dude. Come on. Put down the... get away from the computer, you fucker.
And then pretty soon the podcast would just be us eating enchiladas.
Yeah, yeah.
And not really talking a whole lot.
You just hear us eating enchiladas. Hey, could you...
we still have a podcast. How's the podcast going, fellas? Well, it still happens.
Yeah. It still happens.
You probably wouldn't want to listen to it. Not that it was ever listenable, but exactly. Now it's episode 256. Enchiladas.
Enchiladas, yeah. Just be chiladas, we call it.
Hey, man, have you ever seen Black Christmas?
No. Is that like something with Terry Crews and Eddie Murphy? And
no, it's not like a blaxploitation holiday film. Though it was made in 1974, there's probably some blaxploitation films going on at the time.
I imagine.
And so people might have seen that on a marquee or something, like Black Christmas. I already saw Blackula.
Yeah.
You know, what are some other blaxploitation films?
Shaft.
What? Shaft.
Yeah, classic. I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Anyway, Black Christmas.
Not really, but yeah.
Welcome everyone to the horror Christmas episode.
Oh, you okay? I'm bumped up, Dandy.
Black Christmas is a 1974 horror Christmas movie, and it's just twisted as shit.
Yeah.
We put it on last night, you know, because we like horror Christmas films. Krampus is one of my favorites, it just was so messed up. It has Margot Kidder in it.
Remember Margot Kidder? I do, yeah.
When she was very young, she's super hot. And she was super drunk sorority chick.
Okay.
In this movie.
Nice.
And there's all sorts of other sorority chicks. I hope you don't mind. I kind of just jumped into this, but can I break down?
Absolutely.
A little bit.
I'm going to the trivia section of it on IMDb while you talk to see if there's anything interesting. But yes, please. I'm listening to you.
Well, it occurred to me that this is pretty much a slasher film, and it occurred to me maybe this is one of the first ones because 74 seems pretty early. I think Halloween was like 78. So this is like a little bit ahead of its time. It was Christmas.
You know, that's one of the trivia things here. Yeah, film is regarded as being one of the first slasher films.
Yeah, that was confirmed. I realized I'm like, wow, and it scared me, and it also made me laugh really hard. Like I was laying on my couch near the end of the film. Well, I don't know, maybe 60% of the way through the film, I'm laying on my couch. Mm-hmm. I started laughing so hard that I fell off of the couch and hit my head on the coffee table.
Okay.
Yeah, I was rolling around laughing and crying, and it hit my head. Anyway, it's really scary. It's also one of the first movies I can think of where there's a scary caller guy, a guy that calls on the old school telephone.
Oh yeah,
and tries to fuck with you.
Yeah,
well, that's happening through the whole movie, and the calls in this movie are way better than in any other horror movie that I've ever seen, including When a Stranger Calls or whatever, and Scream.
Okay, yeah, that was
just two examples. I think both of those movies.
I'm Googling Black Christmas phone calls, see if I can find a clip. But yeah, keep going.
Well, here's one. This is the thing. You like this too, like when a horror movie makes it scares you, but then it also makes you laugh.
They only make me laugh, Joe. That's why I love them. And gotcha. They scare me too. But yeah, go ahead.
Well, these prank calls or whatever the hell you want to call them, a lot of them are just straight up nasty. Like, yeah. Super rapey, and they're scary for that reason. You're like, oh my god, this guy, this 1974, yeah. Oh god, they put this, somebody wrote this down in a script. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really terrible shit. But then a lot of it is just out of control nonsense. And ostensibly, it's one guy making these prank phone calls, but he's like talking to himself in different voices and screaming and then gibbering nonsense, and the camera's just pointed at a scared sorority girl's face. Really weird movie. I just wanted to recommend that to you.
Okay, I have three clips.
You do?
In front of me that I haven't listened
to. Maybe this will give you an idea.
Yeah, one's called Black Christmas Disturbing Phone Call, and it's 2 minutes, 35 seconds. The other one, next one, is Black Christmas The Second Creepy Phone Call. It's only 46 seconds. And then there's one called The Final Phone Call, but it's 4 minutes and 29 seconds, so that one's kind of long. I don't know. Let's do the short one.
You can play the odds and maybe just jump in the middle of one of these clips and see what's happening.
I'm going to do the one that's 46 seconds, and here we go. Okay. Can you hear that? I have it cranked.
Nothing's happening right now, but...
Yeah, she's running down to get the phone.
She's going to get the phone?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Oh, hell, not again.
Billy! Here, turn off their guitar music.
Yeah, I mean, you should do that.
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
But your mother and I must know it. Where did you put the baby, Pepsi?
You've got the wrong number.
Where did you put Agnes,
Billy? Look, I'm telling you, you have the wrong number.
What your mother and I must know is... Billy!
Okay, that was creepy, but I didn't really hear much. Maybe that wasn't Margot Kidder either, for what it's worth.
No, and there's lots of different... This is happening throughout the whole movie, and again, a lot of it's just total nonsense, but every once in a while, really messed with my head. That movie is very much like a real nightmare.
Yeah?
Like where
Hello?
Everything just seems kind of icky.
Hello? Hello? Hey, quiet! It's him again!
The Moaner. Is she British? Why is she saying Mona?
Yeah, the one of them is British.
Okay. Oh, all the girls are gathering around. Oh, check out these hot shorty chicks in there.
One of them is Margot Kidder.
Dress up to her neck and... Sounds like stroking Bob.
He's expanded his act. Could that be one person? No, Claire, that's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir doing their annual obscene phone call.
See, this is mostly them just talking shit about the moaning guy. I fear these clips are not doing the movie justice.
Okay, fair enough. I hit stop. That's fine. So, I think we've talked about this before, though. Is your particular favorite form of horror is Christmas horror, right? I mean, we've talked about that, right?
I like it. I don't know if it's my favorite, but if it's well done,
you're a connoisseur.
There's something about the backdrop of Christmas.
Yeah,
you know, like Gremlins is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe the scariest Christmas thing that I ever saw was that Black Mirror White Christmas. It's a Christmas special.
Was that
John Hamm?
Yeah.
Really scary.
That was three episodes in one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's really scary stuff. But anyway, watch Black Christmas. It also has what made me laugh is suddenly out of nowhere. Again, it's like a real nightmare. A lot of it doesn't make sense, but it's unsettling.
Okay,
kind of David Lynch style where I don't know.
I hear you. Yeah,
just it's disjunct, and then suddenly out of nowhere, there's this guy playing a piano in front of like a panel. Apparently they were like evaluating him.
Okay.
He's like in this conservatory playing a piano. And it seems like he has a lot of technical skill, mm-hmm. but what he's playing is just jumbled horseshit. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. And they keep pointing the camera at it. He's playing furiously. And it's really bad music. And they keep pointing the camera at his face, and his face keeps getting redder and redder, and he's sweating and sweating. And then the camera goes to the people that are evaluating him. They all look bored as shit. And I don't know. Eventually you learn that this guy's one of the sorority girls' boyfriends or okay. whatever. Yeah. But I just call him the sweating piano asshole. And then at the end, he's just like banging on the piano, and it looks like he's in tears. Apparently his audition or whatever the hell didn't go well.
Yeah.
And then suddenly he loses his mind and grabs like a microphone stand and beats the piano to death, because I guess he realized that like he stinks on ice at the piano, and it hurted his feelings, and he had to beat the piano to death. This is when finally I lost it. I felt like a deep belly laugh just building inside of me. And by the time he was beating the piano to death, I had lost my shit and rolled off the couch and hit my head on the coffee table because of the sweating piano asshole. Again, and that just seems, it didn't make sense in the context of the movie, really.
I need to watch it for that scene alone. I will. I'll put it on my list. To
shake this cough.
Can I read you two bits of trivia from IMDb?
Christmas?
Yeah, I'll read you the one that's kind of obvious, but none of the actors portraying teenagers in the film were actually in their teens. In fact, the oldest actor to portray a college student was Keir Dulia, who was 38 years old at the time. Lynn Griffin and Olivia Hussey were the youngest actors at set, being 22 and 23. I think 22 can pretend to be college sorority girls, but 38, bit of a stretch. Here is...
38? Geez.
Yeah. Here's the other one. Okay, this is awesome. This film was Elvis Presley's favorite horror movie. His tradition was to watch it every Christmas. Now his family keeps the tradition alive and watch it in his memory.
Wow.
That's freaking awesome, dude.
Well, I just thought it would be a cheesy slasher film, but it's not. It's a really fucked up movie, and I think it was way ahead of its time. Unsettled. Yeah. Deeply frightened at times.
One of these other trivia things mentioned, Margot Kidder did not think it would be the hit that it became. So, and there are a lot of, I'm looking at a list of Christmas horror films, and I thought I'd find four or five. There's a lot of them. I mean, you mentioned Gremlins. There's Santa's Slay, Slay, where it looks like Santa is the bad guy.
That's cute.
There's The Children, Black Christmas. They did a remake in 2006, apparently.
The Children was scary.
Was it? Okay, I never saw that. Then there's Jack Frost, Silent Night.
Apparently that's a turd.
Apparently, yeah.
A frozen turd.
Like your dad would know what that's all about.
Yeah. Dad can appreciate that.
Go back to old shows, folks. You know what we're talking about. Silent Night, Deadly Night, which has a part two, a part three. There's Christmas Evil. Oh, Silent Night has Deadly Night has four.
Christmas Evil. That's cute, too. Okay.
Yeah, that's just really like... They're just like, well, you don't know the name. What's called Christmas Evil? Santa Claus, Claws. Silent Night, Bloody Night. Ooh. Okay.
Well, you're finding all the pun titles.
Yeah. And then we got Deadly Christmas. And there's one just... Okay. So I'm looking at the list. It just says Santa Claus, spelled normally. It's 1959. I got to find out why it's considered a horror.
Why is that horror? I think maybe that list kind of trailed off into just Christmas movies.
No. I'm just going to read you the first line here, and then y'all get it all. Santa Claus, sometimes known as Santa Claus versus the Devil, is a 1959 Mexican fantasy film directed by René Cardona and co-written with Adolfo Torres Portillo. In the film, Santa works in outer space and does battle with a demon sent to Earth by Lucifer to ruin Christmas by killing Santa and making the children of the Earth do evil. So there you go, 1959. Mexicans, way ahead of their time. They made the enchilada, they made Santa Claus versus the Devil. So, boom.
Wow, man. Let me tell you. Oh, one more thing about Black Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, this is a quote from the movie.
Okay.
This guy says, "Ho, ho, ho, fuck."
Okay, just so you know.
Hold on. Shortly before that.
That's at minute 34 and a half, if you want to isolate that.
Well, he also said this, and I was like, oh, that's great, man. Thanks for that. I'm just glad they have that in the movie. And then he goes, ho, 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 shit. So I felt like, yeah. You know, a lot of the dialogue was up my alley. I was like, this is great.
That's awesome.
And I was thinking, I wanted to bring some more clips, just Christmassy clips, because yeah. One of my favorite ho ho ho's I did it at the beginning is the ho 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 from kind of the scary Santa Claus in A Christmas Story.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Little Ralphie gets little up Ralphie. To the top of the line. He's been standing in fucking line all day. And you got this Santa Claus who's just, he hates his job and he hates children.
Yeah.
And you can hear it. In his fucking ho ho ho.
Yeah. Ho ho ho. Yeah.
I bet you could find that clip. I bet probably if you could. Type in ho 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 Christmas story.
And all right.
Just hit it.
I'm going to find that right now. Ho right. Ho ho. Whoops.
Can you walk us through it?
I'm going to walk you through Christmas story.
Yeah.
Here we go. And here we go. All right.
A football? Oh no! Okay, what was I doing? Wake up, stupid! Wake up! No!
No, no, I want an official red undercover knife, so do you want to get ready by Lee Rosmo?
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
No!
And he goes down the slide into the foam. That's awesome.
Yeah,
I never seen
that
movie.
My dad called yesterday and he was like, "Hey, I just listened to your last episode. It was pretty funny." And I was walking through my house and there was some Christmas decoration that said "ho ho ho" on it, and I realized that that ho 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 might mean something different to different people. For instance, like a pimp. He's like, I'm just throwing that out to you if you want to make that joke. And that made me think of Cypress Hill.
Okay, well, there you go. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, because like there's a Cypress Hill song. This is another clip that I wanted to bring where he goes, catch a hoe and another hoe. Merry Christmas.
Well, I'll have to look for that one, too. Cypress Hill.
I was saying, I couldn't bring that clip, so I just thought I would do my Be Real
catch
impersonation.
A hoe.
Catch a hoe and another hoe. Merry Christmas.
I want to get high lyrics. Apparently, they use the phrase catch a hoe in a lot of songs. Merry Christmas. I just want the clip. I don't want the whole song.
I don't know. You put the song on. Make a guess. Maybe you can get there. Get in like 30 seconds. See if you can do it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't find it.
There it was. That was it. That was worth it, man.
Thanks.
Nobody
man.
Could deliver that line. That's one of my favorite ho ho ho.
Just picture those guys on the floor of the recording studio just laying down on their backs. Microphones have been like put on stands above them, and they're so freaking high they can't even stand, but they still got all the skills they need.
Yep.
It was just.
And I bet B-Real must have been very happy with himself when he came up with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's
pretty Christmassy. Hey, what minute are we at? We gotta pay.
We're at minute 40, essentially. And I didn't even tell you yet about my Christmas wish.
Oh, okay. Well, can we do an ad and then you can
yeah,
tell
please.
Us about your Christmas
Absolutely, wish? Absolutely, yeah.
And we don't have any Christmas Larco, huh?
No.
Forsaken.
No, I asked them. I said, "What do you guys got?" And they said, "We got a radar gun for cops that can detect Santa to hopefully arrest him because he's breaking a lot of laws. You know, B&E, petty larceny, animal abuse, breaking speed limit, that kind of thing. Actually, contributing to global warming because he goes so fast that the friction he's causing in the atmosphere literally heats the planet up. Not to mention the dung from his reindeer." And I said, "Okay, give me the ad." They said, "No, we haven't finished it yet." I said, "Okay." They said, "We also got fake a cancer kit." So what's that? So fake a cancer, if you need a fake cancer so you can get out of a test or, you know, a marriage or something. I was like, "Give me that." And they said, "We don't have it." I said, "Oh.
Fake a cancer
kit?" Yeah, it's a kit, fake a cancer kit. But they didn't give me the copy. They said, "Yeah, sorry, here." And I was like, "Well, how are we going to pay for the show?" And they just threw me some cash. They said, "Merry Christmas. Catch a hoe."
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, last year, you know, we were drinking on the show, especially me. And I had, like, lost the copy. There was a product I was supposed to shill. And I lost the copy. And so you just put on music and I improv'd it. But
nice.
I've got the actual copy. So we can – I can make up for that.
I like it. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, give me the intro and we'll do this. Merry Christmas, asshole face. You and I both know that you're a terrible human being. So there's no doubt that you're making Santa's naughty list this year. And this means two things. Santa's going to give you a lump of coal, and Krampus is going to eat your fucking soul. Being hunted by an unholy cloven-hooved beast with twisted horns and rattling chains can be a challenge. But there's one thing that you'll need to survive. And that's the beam-shot, grizzly, 12-inch, solid-steel mountain man bear trap with cast jaws.
Oh, yeah.
Simply set these bear traps strategically around your home on Christmas Eve. Warn your family and friends, including children. And then you can sleep soundly. When you awaken, you'll find the howling mythological demon squirming on your floor. After beheading the shadow of Saint Nick and setting him on fire, you'll be rid of his curse, at least until next Christmas. Suck it, Krampus! And we'll get your ass next year, too, with the beam-shot, grizzly, 12-inch, solid-steel, mountain man bear trap with cast jaws. This product can also be used to trap bears.
That was essentially a throwback, right?
Yeah, it was because you wrote it last year.
But it was just as good as Black Christmas is a throwback to the 70s. You go back 1 year, Joe had it. He still got it. He's never lost it, and he always had.
Well, it was a bit of a mess last year, and I couldn't even remember what the name of the bear trap was, so it wasn't a really effective ad. I just said it's a bear trap. And you can catch Krampus with it. We'll leave it at that. It was terrible.
No, I know. It was good. And you wrote, but you wrote this a year ago.
It's the beam shot, man. Beam shot. 12
I'm
going to
give me one of those.
Mountain man bear trap.
Should I tell you what I want for Christmas? This might take a second or two.
What's your Christmas wish?
So it's really, really windy here in Seattle, Texas today. It's like windier than a vegan elephant on a 3-day refried bean binge or something. It's just really... really, really windy. And so, my wife doesn't like it when I read comic books inside the house because she thinks they're a bad influence on our kids. So I go outside on the porch. And they're really, really hard to read. Because I was reading the Christmas issue of Spider-Werewolf Man. Have you heard of Spider-Werewolf Man?
No, but it sounds marvelous.
It's an independent... That was still funny. Spider-Werewolf Man. So I guess there was like a werewolf and like a flea or a tick got on the werewolf. And then it got off of him and it had the werewolf blood in it. And then a spider ate it. And then the spider got shot with radioactivity. And then it bit a dude. And he turned into Spider-Werewolf Man, right?
Are you joking? Sense.
No, it makes sense, right? So then, like, and the thing is like he's like big and he's hairy. And he's just scary looking. And what's great, I love this about him. He doesn't do anything. like, when there's a bad guy, he just walks in the room and stands there and breathes. And the bad guys are so freaking scared, they just give up. Like, literally, I've never seen him do anything. Okay, there's one time. There's one issue where he walks in the room and he's just breathing. And the bad guys lose their shit, right? And they just start shooting their guns. Bam, 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 bam. And, like, the bullets are bouncing off his chest. He's looking down at, like... What is... flies? What's going on? He's, like, just like, what is this? So the bad guys run out of bullets. Spider-Wolf-Man reaches in on the ground with his big-ass hand, pulls up a big hole, like... pile of, like, bullets, squishes him in his hand while he's staring at everybody and kind of slobbering a little bit, and then after he's done squishing, he throws down on the ground, and there's a clank, clank, clank. It's this huge metal model of a gravestone that says, R.I.P. you guys, assholes. And I just laughed. And then all the guys just passed out. They're just so freaking scared they just passed out. It was just so freaking
awesome. I don't
know
if this is the best comic book ever or the worst piece of shit that it's ever been produced.
It gets better. So, like, okay, his arch nemesis, right, is the Unleper Man. So the Unleper Man, okay, so you remember how the Hulk, right, was like this dude, David Banner. It's like, how do people lift up cars when their kids are trapped underneath them? And so he studies that with, like, not X-rays, the other rays, gamma rays or beta rays or one of the Greek alphabet letter rays. And he gets too much of a dose, and now he hulks out. Like, it was like, he does too much. So apparently Unleper Man used to have leprosy. I mean, he's a scientist, and he decided, like, I'm going to figure out how to get rid of this leprosy. But what he accidentally ended up doing is, like, giving himself unleprosy. So instead of his, like, arms falling off and his skin rotting on his body, if he gets too stressed, he, like, grows extra limbs and grows extra skin that he has to surgically remove.
Man, and he's kind of like the Hulk because it's a response to his emotional state.
Yeah, yeah, he gets stressed out and he starts growing limbs and stuff. And so he's Spider Werewolf Man's arch nemesis, right?
Well, that makes sense because if he gets stressed out enough, maybe he grows a bunch of hair and, like, you know, a bunch more arms. So suddenly he is kind of like a spider werewolf man.
It's kind of interesting you say that because his aesthetic, the way he stays super calm, is he is 100% shaved all the time, top to bottom. No eyebrows, no hair, no body hair. And the reason you know this is because he only wears he looks like a giant baby. And he only wears a little tiny Speedo because if he actually pops out an extra arm or leg somewhere, like, he doesn't want to get it constricted in clothing, right? So he's this pink...
And he doesn't want to ruin his clothes.
Well, yeah. So he learned a lesson from the Hulk, right? He always loses his shit. So this guy is running around. And I guess there was one... I didn't guess. I read it. There was a series where... this guy can grow his limbs back really fast. So how does Spider-Werewolf Man defeat him? He got... Spider-Werewolf Man trapped somewhere with all of Spider... Or, excuse me, he got Unleper Man trapped somewhere with all of Unleper Man's henchmen around, and he got them all confused so that they were, like, shooting each other and hacking each other up. And what was great was Unleper Man was so freaking stressed out by all this that not only did he start growing limbs, the limbs that were being chopped off of other people, he started, like, they started flying towards him and growing off of him. Like, he was absorbing other people's limbs, and finally it was like nobody left except Werewolf Spider-Man or Spider Werewolf Man and Unleper Man, who was just this huge ball of limbs with a little head on top. It was amazing, and the surgeries took like years and stuff, and so in this Christmas episode or Christmas issue I'm reading, Unleper Man is on the loose again, and Spider Werewolf Man has his sidekick, right? Because every good superhero needs a sidekick. So, Spider Werewolf.
Oh God, what's his fucking sidekick?
Okay, it's this little cute little girl called Candy Slut, right? That's her name. And Candy Slut, I'm not making this up. Okay,
this seems off theme somehow with.
No, I'm reading
the other
this
characters, day. But okay, Candy Slut.
So Candy Slut, she, like, that seems like a really offensive name, right? But the thing is that she. She just wanted to do adult movies. Like ever since she learned about them, she's like, I'm going to do adult movies. And so she went to do a few of them, but they were all bombed. Like no one would buy them. And then like directors and other actors were avoiding her. And she finally is like, what the hell is going on? And like they told her like, you are so extraordinarily, amazingly beautiful and wholesome and just so lovely that when we watch you have sex with somebody, we feel really bad. We feel so ashamed. We just can't keep our pecker up. And she's like, is that why all these like hardcore porn stars can't keep their dicks hard around me? They're like, yeah, exactly. You're just so beautiful, so wholesome. She's like, I just want to fuck people. They're like, yeah, we get that. But unless it's in a loving relationship with a lot of, you know, respect and care for each other, which would mean you're not probably going to film it, it's just not going to happen. So she's super frustrated. So that's her, like, psychic power, is she just makes people feel guilty for lusting after her or anything. And that's what she, like, runs around in this little bikini. And, like, the thing of it is, I love it that the writers came up with this, because, like, in comic books, they're always, like, putting women with, like, big boobs and big ass and these little tiny outfits. You're like, what? How can they possibly justify? She's a medieval warrior princess and she's wearing a chainmail bra and you know, a G-string. How is that even practical? Put on some body armor if you're going to fight people with swords, right? Well, Candy Slut, that's her power. She needs to do that. She puts on these, like, these things and, like, people look at her like, oh, gee, honey, put on here. And they're, like, trying to give her, like, clothes and stuff. Meanwhile, you know, Spider Werewolf Man is like walking in there, like, well, you instead of shooting guns, you were trying to get a trench coat to put on my sidekick, so now I'm going to defeat you. And so
he uses her as a distraction to defeat bad guys. Can I just say, I'm with your wife. I wouldn't want this comic book around children.
Okay, so here's how it relates to Christmas. Okay, so
thank God.
I was sitting on the porch.
We were on a Christmas show. keep going.
I was sitting on the porch and I'm reading this, and like I said, it's super, super windy outside, right? And, like, the pages are flapping everywhere. And I'm trying to read this because it's really, really exciting. And I won't give away the ending, but the pages kept flapping. And I was getting more and more frustrated. And finally, at one point, it just stopped. Like, I was able to read. And I was just so grateful. I just read through to the end. And I got done. I was like, oh, that was amazing. And I turned and I realized the reason why I was able to read is because somebody had put up somebody was holding an umbrella next to me. So the wind would go around me, and I could finish my comic book. And now this particular friend of mine, because
the umbrella.
It's not really a friend of mine. It's a friend of my wife's. And here's the thing. She looks just like Karen Gillan. Do you know who Karen Gillan is? Karen Gillan. She looks just like her. It's weird.
Rings a bell, but no.
I think she was in the new Jurassic Park movie. Her big thing was she was on Doctor Who. That's how she got her start. She's on a TV show called Selfie. She's like this Scottish model. She's really tall. She's very attractive. She's got red hair.
She's one of the doctor's companions.
Yeah.
Now I see how this relates to Christmas.
Yeah, because
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
She was coming over to see my wife. Because they're going to, talk about something, I don't know. And without even saying hello or anything, she saw that I was engrossed in this comic that I could not read. And so she held up an umbrella for me. So it was just totally selfless act. It's totally, totally 100% selfless. So my Christmas wish is for her to have a wonderful 2019. You know why? And it's a sincere wish because she works really, really hard. I think people underestimate how just really brilliant she is and caring and thoughtful. And so I'm giving up. I don't need a Nintendo Switch. I don't need Red Dead Redemption 2. I don't need a bottle of Don Julio Añejo. Okay, I want a bottle of Don Julio Añejo, but if you already got me that, then anything else, just to go turn it, take it back, start a Go Start Me or a Go Kick Me or whatever the fund me organizations call themselves these days. And put all the money to help my wife's friend, who looks like Karen Gillan, have a great 2019 because she deserves it.
Wow. All right. That is your Christmas wish.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking A.
Yeah, or an iTunes gift card. One of those two things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to look up this this comic book.
Yeah.
I don't
Spider-Man Wolfman.
I'm going to have to read it. I don't know if I'm going to like it. I'm a little bit terrified by it. It seems just so bizarre.
Yeah.
But reading that comic book has got to be like watching a train wreck.
The art is really great and the stories are really awesome. And like instead of it being like all this violence and like how did he do that? He just stands there breathing, just like, and people are so scared. He's just so scared. Just talk.
Did you say, look, he's a spider werewolf man?
Yeah.
Really quick, I gotta know. Yeah. Does he have 8 werewolf arms?
See, that's what you never figure out, because you're like, you're seeing this guy, he looks like a werewolf, and there's some shit going on in the background, and it's like kind of swirly and dark, and you're like, wait, has he got extra arms? And see, that's the thing about...
Does he have 8 werewolf eyes?
No, he's got a normal werewolf head, you know. And like, sometimes he wears a costume and sometimes he doesn't. And the thing is, the Unleper Man sometimes... in fact, the issue where he... Spider Werewolf Man, Werewolf Spider, I can't really excuse the name of him. Gerald is his main name. Gerald.
There you go. Yeah.
Where he defeats him is because he had to, because Unleper Man was trying to get this formula that this other dude made that would give Unleper Man the power to grow limbs at will, because all he wants to do is grow a couple extra limbs to look like a spider so he can defeat Spider Werewolf Man. And so that's why Spider Wolfman Gerald had to go defeat him. Because Unleper Man wants to grow the limbs. So you can see Unleper Man's hairless limbs all the time. But with Spider Wolfman, you think, yeah, he definitely got... There are huge Reddit and other internet forums dedicated to fighting about whether he's got 8 limbs or not. Just they're all over the place. Yeah. So
I think that Unleper Man makes Batman look like Superman.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We got 4 minutes left. Is there anything else that you sent to me?
Yeah,
that you
I want did. Me to play? I recorded a Christmas song. I absentitized a Christmas song.
Nice.
This will not be. Well, I was thinking, you know, a lot of times my absentitized songs are arguments for canceling the program.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think this one should be. And I think moving forward in 2019, if I absentize a song, I'm just going to present it as that. It's not going to be an argument. It's just going to be a song.
Yeah.
But after you hear this,
mm-hmm.
you might Joey. Want to stop the show.
Okay. Should I hit play?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
Would you please go away?
But baby, it's date rape time.
Get the fuck out my face.
But baby, my name's Weinstein.
Your welcome's worn
the
thin.
The roofies have not kicked in.
This just ain't
but
right.
But no means yes in my sick
I'm
mind.
I'm feeling a little dizzy.
Soon I'll be getting busy.
I've fallen face first on
you
the
won't
floor.
Remember anything more.
Call 911.
My evil plan has just begun.
I just wanna fucking go
my
home.
My ding dong just fell out of my
get
robe.
Get your mitts off my tits.
Baby, it's Cosby time.
What the fuck is this shit?
Oh, baby, my name's Weinstein.
Say what's in this drink?
What the fuck do you think?
Baby, it's Cosby time.
Honey, it really must be cold outside. Look at that thing.
Oh. It's Cosby time.
Oh my god. Dude, seriously, are you trying to get our show shut down? I swear to Jesus and all the saints, who I don't believe in, but fuck them, it's Christmas. If you sent that to every radio station in the country, they would play it. They'd censor some of it, but they would play it. That's brilliant. What the hell's wrong with you wasting it on this shitty podcast? That was fucking awesome. And I'm guessing I know who the other singer was. She was awesome too.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Yeah.
Laura Pauline. Now, I really had to... She really didn't want to be a part of that number.
Oh, she was so good.
Yeah. Let me get this straight, Joe. You'd like me to sing a song about date rape for Christmas. I'm like, yeah. And I had to give her like a demo of it with me doing the girl part.
Uh-huh.
And that was so shitty that she's like... I'm going to have to do the girl part. Just get the fuck out of my way. Give me the microphone. And, yeah, so we got that. It's Cosby time.
That was so good, dude. No, not, I like... That's... I don't want to say you peaked, because you come up with some brilliant stuff. What is it that Snoop Dogg said? Coming up with funky shit every motherfucking day? That's not really how he said it, but... That's you, Joe, so I'm not trying to, like, say... that was really good. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Yeah,
that was really good.
A little disturbing, but how I like my Christmas.
It's totally on point because everyone's been talking about it, right? I imagine that's why you recorded it, because everyone's been talking about that is a date rape song. That song's about date rape, the original.
Yeah, I thought I would take it all the way.
Yeah. You know? And the Weinstein
cold
time,
outside, and Cosby time just seemed.
It
to,
was so
to
just
fit.
Yeah, it's brilliant. You're a genius,
baby. My name's Weinstein.
Yeah, you said it twice, and then the ending. What she said, it must be cold outside. That was perfect. Did she come up? Did you come up with that? Who came up with that?
I wrote the whole thing.
Okay.
oh, you mean when she was just laughing and telling me I had a tiny cock at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was her. Okay. That was improv. Yeah. Happy
holidays. Well, we're all done.
Happy holidays. Wonderful.
And, bless you. I kind of want to keep going, but yeah, that was an hour or so. If we give people too much.
I want to say Merry Christmas to Spider Werewolf Man and Unleper Man and Candy Slut.
Candy Slut, yeah. Well, thanks. I guess, not that I speak for them, but I'll pass it on. I want to say Merry Christmas to whoever the jailers are in Harry Weinstein and Bill Cosby's jails. Merry Christmas to them.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yeah,
doing,
or gals.
Doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. And anybody else you want to say Merry Christmas to while we're here?
Well,
unironically. Yep,
I would like to say Merry Christmas to LP, my wife.
Yep.
She did a great job on Baby It's Cosby Time. Very proud of that. And Merry Christmas to Shags.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to Danger Lee Daniels.
Yes.
And double barrel Doorway to Hell Deadwards, Dougie Fresh.
You mean your dad? Yeah.
Yeah, my dad.
Merry Christmas
and your mom and my mom.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to Ryan and Jen Powell. Ugh, Jen Powell. And
Jen
that was
Powell.
That was, sorry, I don't know how good quality the audio is. When I went, ugh, Jen Powell, that's a lusty, ugh, not a, that was me going, ugh, looking forward to it. Now she's creeped out, she won't show up, hooray, not hooray.
She knows that you lust for her.
Good.
That's okay. She's flattered.
Merry Christmas to Tamedian.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas to, is it?
Merry Christmas, Ian Sane.
Yes. I could forget Ian Sane. Merry Christmas to
Merry Ian. Christmas, Brindy.
Ugh, Brindy. Same thing.
We might have Brindy on next week. I know that you enjoyed the Brindy stories.
I love.
We'll have
Brindy
more
stories
of those in 2019.
How her and your wife and Jags and a few of the others don't make their own podcast and just make us quit and go back to our worthless lives? I don't know, because they're just freaking brilliant.
Merry a new Christmas year is coming.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to my wife's friend who looks like Karen Gillan.
Merry Christmas to Allison.
Hey, thanks.
And Minnie Jason.
Minnie Jason, yeah. Whose name I can never remember. Merry Christmas to Larko. Merry Christmas to Bear Trap. Anyone else?
Merry Black Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Black Christmas. Merry Asian American Christmas. Merry Jewish American Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Gus.
You know what? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Gus. And you know what? I'm going to throw in some St. Patrick's Day to you. I want the Mary to go on for the next 3 months, 4 months, Gus.
Ho, 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 fuck.